Lesson 8. Monkeys on board ship. The following account of a Senegal monkey was written by a lady who was a passenger on board the ship in which it was brought to England. We had several monkeys on board, but Jack, the cook's monkey, was the prince of them all. At first, Jack had been kept to one part of the deck by means of a cord. But as he grew tame, he got more liberty, till at last he was allowed the whole range of the ship, excepting the captain's and the passengers' cabins. I was often awakened at an early hour by the quick trampling of feet on deck, and knew that it arose from a pursuit of Jack for some mischief he had been doing. He would snatch the caps off the sailors' heads, and steal their knives and other tools, which, if not very actively pursued, he would sometimes throw overboard. When breakfast was preparing, Jack used to take a seat in a corner near the grate, and, when the cook's back was turned, snatch up something from the fire and conceal it. He sometimes burned his fingers by these tricks, and this kept him quiet for a few days. But no sooner was the pain gone, then the same thing was done again. 2 days in each week, the pigs, which formed part of our livestock, were allowed to run about the deck for exercise. And then Jack was as happy as the day was long.